Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, and we've got an interesting show tonight. There's a lot of things I want to cover. There's so much craziness going on. So we talked about the wave of energy coming through. It started last Tuesday. It's going to go till this Tuesday. And so there's a lot of energy coming in. It's bringing a lot of stuff up. And you know, they call it the apocalypse, the great uncovering, and we are in the middle of it right now. So hang in there. If your world's getting turned upside down and people are having emotional outbursts and not dealing with their stuff, you know, that's welcome to Earth. I mean, it's part of the liberation process, and it's a good thing, but we have to learn to keep our own energies clear, which we're going to talk about tonight, how to heal unseen negative influences, become sovereign, you know, maintain our own self-authority, and to deal with some of these energies that are coming up. Because, as I said, this is before, this is a multidimensional thing going on. And it's not just people here. There's other entities that are messing with people's emotions and their thought processes, and they're going bonkers as well. So when this energy comes in, it comes down through the vibration continuum, and that it hits the earth, you know, and we're seeing the physical counterparts of this kind of flipping out. So we're having all kinds of challenges here. We're having beings we've never even heard of before and having to deal with them. And it's whenever you have a vortex or a stargate like this, you have to protect the stargate and you have to keep the energies clear. And it's not an easy job, and very few can actually hold that frequency and deal with it. It's an intense job to deal with this. And there's times when it's just all love and joy and bliss here, and there's other times where we have to get busy and clean out the energy. So I'm going to talk more about that in the show. I wanted to go through the news, crazy stuff in the news that I wanted to cover, just to give people a heads up. So now this is beyond crazy. This is insane. The Democrats file a suit against Trump, Russians, Roger Stone, I think Alex Jones, etc. All these people, they're filing a lawsuit against them. And you know, that's called disclosure. When you file a suit, then you go into disclosure. So that means they can snag the DNC server that they could never get before, that the FBI couldn't get their hand or chose not to. And it'll destroy the false narrative. WikiLeaks evidence will come out showing it was not Russia, but Seth Rich. They're suing WikiLeaks as well, who provided the information. So all of that information is going to be made known to the public, and it's going to be done at their own hands. So by filing suit, it means that now they can demand through disclosure all of this evidence come out. And it's, you know, Uranium One, everything. You know, they're going to say, hey, well, you know, look at all these people that made $150 million bribes and everything with Uranium One, and the people. And so the investigators are going to be investigated, basically. So anyway, that's in the news. And, you know, I think it's great. The truth is coming out, but not a brilliant move by the DNC. So there's a lot of recovered emails, too, that are starting to point in the direction of both Stevens and Seth Rich were both murdered. And that's going to come out in the news pretty soon. McMaster's, I guess, had an open line to George Soros. You know, we call AK Lucifer. If there was a Lucifer, he'd be it. You know, he's pretty close to it, incarnate. But he's been spying on Trump, you know, with a direct line he's got some other people around him that are not who they say they are. So I hope he starts cleaning house. But it sounds like all these other indictments are going to start rolling forward, and you're going to see a lot of people go down. But you know, the Oscars will be empty next year due to Pedogate. I guess there's a woman, Allison Mack, is naming names and talking about the Standard Hotel, the helicopter crash, and I guess she's an actress from Small World, and she's unloading, you know, all the information, naming both political and, you know, Hollywood actors, musicians, everything involved in this massive pedophile ring. So, and you know, sex trafficking, child trafficking, whatever you want to call it, it's all going on. And you know, some very high profile high-profile people in the government and Hollywood are going to go down. Now, we've always said that the pedophile roundup will take down the deep state because a lot of them are involved in it. The vast majority of the deep state are involved in this. And some of them, you know, some of them went in there thinking they were going to do good and then got caught up in it. And they were set up, you know, some were given drinks and slipped a little something in their drink. The next thing you know, they're in bed with a 12-year-old or whatever, and they've got the photographs and the footage for it. They're being blackmailed. And so this is crazy. The whole New World Order agenda, that's what they say. We're going to blackmail the politicians. We're going to get them in compromised positions. And the ones that we can't buy out, we're going to blackmail. And the ones we can't blackmail, we're just going to take out. We're going to destroy them. You know, we're going to either kill their careers or kill them and their families, basically. So anyway, it's part of the agenda. You know, read up on it. It's pretty clear. So anyway, that's going down. I think it's Marina Abramovic. I think, I'm not sure how to say her name, but you know, AKA spirit cooking Luciferian cult queen, is on this woman's Twitter, Allison Mack's Twitter. So she's involved in it. So that whole cult is going to be exposed and being taken down. It's a Luciferian cult, and there's some very things beyond your imagination going back. You know, going. Now, also, too, this is going to be a hard one for some people, but the Hillary and Huma sacrifice child sex tape has been released on the dark web. And, you know, is it real or is it faked? You know, supposedly it's from the Wiener laptop under insurance. So they were keeping this tape under insurance so they wouldn't, you know, become part of the Arkansas program. And you know, look up Androchrome, you know, that's part of the ritual that they do. But if you want to look into that, I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying it's not. I know if you bring that tape up and if you have that on your computer or you, you know, they can come and get you, basically. So it's not only extreme porn, it's a snuff film, too. So, you know, you don't want to go there. I would trust the people that have viewed it, that are talking about it, if it's coming from a reputable source. I don't think you want to see it. I kind of know what's on it, and I was told it was coming up, and I don't want to look at it myself, to be honest with you. It is so bad. You know, it's beyond, words cannot describe, you know, how negative it is. You know, Comey and McCabe are throwing blows. You know, I wonder who's going to go down first. They're spilling the beans on each other. You know, Comey's book tour is a total flop. You know, it's a lesson in pathological lies and contradictions. Kind of sounds like Hillary's book, actually. But it's from their perspective, and it's a very warped perspective anyway. So, but it does establish their character, you know, and their ignorance for doing something like that. But it's good luck with that one. You know, I know there's people that will read it and say, you go, girl, you know. I don't think you can say you go human anymore. It's gotten that bad. You know, this whole Russian narrative is dead. You know, where's the beef? You know, there's no beef there. So, you know, now the tide has turned and the investigators are the ones being investigated. So there's some major, there are some special counsels and some special investigators that are appointed. And when they really go into this, you're going to see it was a coup. You know, no matter how you look at it, whether you are Democrat or Republican or anything in between, it was a coup, you know. And when you try to do a coup against a duly elected president, you know, it's called treason, basically. And what comes with treason? You know, it's usually a death sentence. So I don't know how forgiving they will be, but, you know, the bottom line is that's what's going down, and that's what all these indictments are. The Republicans just passed a bill to open nationwide cognitive dissonance centers to help the left, snowflakes, and the entitled to get a grip on reality. When their political music and movie idols and icons fall and end up wearing orange suits at Gitmo, there will be a need for nationwide counseling centers. I just made that one up, so there should be. We need like kind of deprogramming centers. So if, you know, if you've seen the news, if you've seen those compilations where all the newscasters are saying, opening up with the same line, and they all have the same story, and there's like 30 of them up there all saying the same thing, you can see the mind control in process. And there's a lot of people that have put that up on their website. We put it out on our newsletter, and it shows all these hosts just coming on, starting out with the exact same line. They all say it a little differently, but it's the exact same line. And it's just unbelievable. When you see that, you go, oh my God, there's only one channel. There's not, you know, there's the mainstream media is basically one channel, and it's controlled by the powers that were, that are going down. So anyway, check those out. I mean, that's a real wake-up call. I know a lot of people, when they saw that, you know, it really hit them hard. Let's go to Mark Zuckerberg. You know, I guess his massive donations to a lot of congressmen and senators failed. You know, all of a sudden all these donations went out right before he ends up going, being called before, you know, to testify. And his feet were held to the censorship fire. And I want to go over that a little bit on YouTube and Facebook, even our newsletter. I have people coming up to me redundantly and saying, hey, what happened? I was on your newsletter and I was just taken off. No notification, nothing. I was taken off. And I heard that today by a couple of people, the same thing. Hey, I was on your newsletter. I don't know what happened. You just disappeared. And so, anyway, censorship is real. It's extreme. We've had it extremely for years. I'd say 10 years, extreme censorship. And our numbers just, we hit the 10,000 mark, and all of a sudden it starts going backwards. And it's the weirdest thing. And you're going, wait a second, I just did a coast-to-coast radio show. We should have like another 30 or 40 people sign up on the newsletter. We always do, minimum. And we go backwards, and I'm going, you know, it was, got great feedback. You know, it was a great show. What happened? And so that's been going on quite a bit. And when you speak at these major conferences, and there's thousands of people going to them, and you have all your information there. Here's our newsletter. It's free. You know, here's our Facebook. Here's our website. You know, East Eddie Stargate. If you go to East Eddie Stargate, the official channel, you'll see a lot of great footage on that. That's being reworked, and you know, it's all there basically. So, you know, it's amazing. There's no, when you look at, okay, the number one thing on the internet that people search out is porn. Basically, that's just the way this planet is right now. Guess what number two is? UFOs. So you're number two. You're number two on the list that people are going to be hitting. Why are your news feeds and your YouTube and your newsletters, why are they going down? Why are people coming to us in mass that are saying, hey, what happened? You know, what did we do something? Did we violate the rules or something? And we always say, no, you know, it's like we're being hacked and we're being censored, you know? So anyway, this summer, this spring and this summer, we're going to try probably some new things and try to get on some other newsletter, another type, a way of getting the information out, one that is not going to be censored or hacked or whatever. So that's something we're working on. Today, because our internet keeps getting hacked, we have multiple lines coming in here, DSL lines, and it's right before the show, they all go wonkers. They all go down. So I won't tell you the solution to that, because then they'll find that solution. So we'll keep quiet on the solution, but they hack the crap out of our lines, you know. So, obviously we're doing something right, or we wouldn't be getting so much opposition. You know, there's an old saying, you know, that, you know, if you're getting flack, you're over the target. So there's another thing too. I just found out Roy Finnegan. He was the one that was shot, and you know, basically that was a hit. You know, that was murder. Any way you look at it, that's murder. And I guess the grand jury is coming out, and all these indictments are going to come out around that. So it looks like Roy just might have the last word, you know, bless his soul. And it looks like a grand jury with a lot of indictments are going down. And, you know, he was murdered for standing up against, you know, the government actually stealing these ranchers' land and killing their cattle and trying to drive them into bankruptcy or drive them out of business using the BLM and other agencies to do that. And this was all around the Uranium One scam, because a lot of those ranches, what happened is they found uranium there and they're trying to kick these guys out so they could come in and mine the uranium, of which 20% was sold to Russia. And through all the same characters that are investigating Trump right now. So they're all tied into this scam. And $145 million went from Russia to Hillary, you know. So and her husband Bill got these $500,000 speaking fees, way overpriced. So anyway, you see this, you know, you look at this, just follow the money and see what the pay to play programs are going on. You'll see the bribes and you'll see the you know, what went down. And so that's all going to come out in these grand juries, you know. So, which brings us back to the cognitive dissonance centers. And it's, you know, these people, they are revolting. What they think they're revolting against the man, against the government, they're revolting. They're actually working for the deep state, the corrupt side of the government, and going against the people that are trying to fix things and trying to straighten things out. And if you knew the big picture and what's really going down, you'd be really embarrassed, you know, if you are part of that group. So, you know, all of these Soros-backed things, Black Lives Matters, you know, open borders, I can go on and on, all of these things, just find out if Soros has backed it, it's part of the New World Order. And the people that are Antifa, all these things, you're working for the New World Order. Figure it out. You know, you can't say you're against fascism and you're against Nazis, and when your leader is a Nazi and you're acting like fascists. It's a total paradox. So, and you're against the very people that are trying to put an end to this, an end to the fascism, an end to the Nazi programs and all this other stuff. So anyway, you know, figure it out. There's been a big flip and people are mind controlled. People have been lied to. And if you've gotten your information from any of the mainstream media, you know, just reverse it and you're going to have a better picture of what's really going down. But, you know, there's a war. It's a multidimensional war going on. It's intense. And it's not just these guys. When you move up the ladder of power and wealth, unfortunately, it gets darker and darker and darker. And so it doesn't matter in religious institutions and business institutions, political institutions. As you move up the ladder, it gets darker and darker. Now, not all of them, though. There are some that are in there that have come to change this. They've come to clean this up. And those are the ones you have to get behind. The people that are exposing this massive pedophile network and child trafficking, you know, the people that are exposing the extreme corruption and calling it out, you know, this pay-to-play programs that are happening, the bribes and everything else. Those are the people you need to get behind and be very clear about who you're behind, because a lot of people think they're doing the right thing and they're on the wrong side of the fence and they don't even realize it, you know. And so there's a lot of aggression, a lot of anger being worked out, and a lot of misinformation. And these darker forces are using that. They want the chaos. They want the separation game. You know, it's like you really think about it. It's what they're doing is they're creating a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of separation, and a lot of violence. And that's the group that, you know, no matter how noble you think your cause is, those are the groups that are actually working for the very people that have been enslaving them for quite some time. So it's time to wake up, smell the coffee, you know, take a good hard look and open your eyes. You know, the information is there. Do the research and you'll find out what's going on. So anyway, we're going to go into some other things here. I want to cover that. Hang on a second. Got to do a little moving things around here. Whoops. Here we go. What do you know? Everything's working. Now, this is crazy. But anyway, my network here, I've got all these, what do you call them, emojis or something, just plastered all over it. I don't know where that came from, but good luck with that. We're going to keep going. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, and I'm going to give out the numbers. If you want to call in and talk about the numbers, and if you want to, you know, tell me how stupid and brainwashed I am and everything else, just forget it. You know, you're not going to get anywhere. I've done extreme research on this, and I'm getting information on how I know things that other people don't know about the big picture and what's going down. So trust me, if anything new comes out, I will tell you. You know, if something is false out there that we all think is true, I'll tell you. You know, come clean with it. So anyway, the call-in numbers are 888-627-6008. And I'll give that again. If you need a pen, if you need to go find a pen and you want to call in, I'll give that number again. Again, it's 888-627-6008. And again, I'll give that a little bit later. Now, what I want to talk about now is these energies coming in. So these waves of energy that are coming in are pushing everything up. As we talked about, people are having these symptoms. They're called ascension symptoms. And they're getting, you know, dizzy. They're getting tired. They're getting lethargic. And then they get amped up really high. Their bodies are talking to them. They're having physical aches and pains. And, you know, your body's adjusting to these energies. So there's other things going on too. You know, we have a massive chemtrail program going on, and they're sparing, you know, barium, strontium, quite a few other things that they shouldn't be spraying up there, aluminum. These are affecting you. These are creating upper respiratory problems. They're creating muscle and joint pain. They're creating gastrointestinal problems and everything else. And this is courtesy of a bunch of psychopaths that are still trying to feed you the concept of global warming. Now, that whole thing, global warming, is something they're trying to unite all the countries around, and so they can bring their police force in, their global police force, and then come down on anybody they think that, you know, they're going to do a Captain Planet on them or whatever. But, it's insanity. Now, here's a little news feed you're not going to hear in the mainstream. There are thousands of scientists that have signed a document saying that this is a farce, that the global warming is a farce. But they are saying we are undergoing climate change. And so we are definitely undergoing climate change. I will say that. The problem is all the planets are undergoing climate change. It's not just this planet. They're all doing it. We're moving through a highly energized place in space. Our entire solar system is moving through this space, and there are waves of energy or stronger points of energy as we move through this. There's pulses from the sun hitting the earth that are reacting to this, coronal mass ejection, solar flares. And when these flares hit, they create changes, massive changes, right down to the DNA. And so we're undergoing this process. It's cyclical. It's exponential. Some of these waves are getting stronger and stronger. And we're going through a major, it's kind of an ascension process or vibrational lifting, if you want to get more technical. And you can call it the awakening healing process. And eventually it's going to culminate into the event that they're talking about. But it's a series of events coming up to the big event. And that's what we're undergoing right now. So in this process, you're going to get hammered. I hate to tell you this, but everything, all of our old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, our denials, our compulsive behavior programs, our habits, all of those things are going to be coming up, not just this life, past life as well, to be healed. And if we can just surrender to this energy and release the past and make our own personal connection with Source, whatever name you want to give it, or if you have masters that you want to work with them, We're going to have to do that on a daily basis. We're going to have to get more sleep. We're going to have to eat cleaner food, drink clean water. We're going to have to give our bodies what they need to get through this transition. And so that's the physical side of things. Now there's other energies coming in, and these energies are hitting beings in the lower fourth dimension. So, and this is what I really want to cover. We've got plenty of time, and then I'll take callers. So we're experiencing, because we have a vortex here, and it's a stargate, and there's a lot of energy here. We have things that come. Some things are invited by people here in air that don't know any better when they come to the ranch. And some things are coming in to be healed, you know, and some things are coming in to just disrupt and create separation and division. And we've had some pretty nasty things come in here that we had to clear out that are, they just create extreme anger. They create feelings of not worthiness, of guilt. They play on those energies. I think they feed on those energies. And there's some very dark things going on out there. So we're also seeing a lot of grays that are floundering here, because a lot of the reptilians ran these grays and other beings use these grays, and they've lost their puppet masters. And so they're floundering. So if you're, now this is going to get real earthy here. If you start smelling poopy diapers and you can't find a source, it's probably a gray, because they excrete through their skin. And we've been seeing that. We've been doing a major cleanup on these guys. They've been coming around. And a lot of them are just lost. They're not really harmful. They're mainly little biological robots, and they've lost their masters. There are some tall grays that are very nasty. You do not want to work with them. You want to shield up and get them out of your system. And there's some other things. These tulpas, these the Tibetans talk about them. They're kind of like elemental, but they're more of a thought form that a whole bunch of people agree upon. So they projected all of their anger and frustration and guilt and into these things, and they actually become alive, and that people have to deal with them, and they can pack a punch. You know, they can pack a pretty good punch when they come around. Some people see them as a big blob of black energy. Some people see them as different types of things. So to go through the list, you know, we've got some low-level grays, and we have the tall grays. We've got reptilian energies. We've got serpent energies. We've got fallen ones that are here, the ancient ones that fell, the fallen ones. And we got a lot of beings in the astral, lower astral level or lower fourth dimension that were psychopaths, and they're stuck. They're not going anywhere. So anyway, as this gets cleaned up, these are all being agitated. They're being pushed up to the surface. Before, they were kind of buried under the rug and nobody paid attention to them. So now they're kind of going bonkers and going crazy, and they're trying to hang on to anything they can on the way out. They're on the way out. But it's pretty intense, what's going on. So the main thing to understand is that you have a mental and emotional body. They do too. They just don't have a physical body. And a lot of the thoughts that you're experiencing and a lot of the feelings aren't yours. You know, they're coming from these other energies, and they can latch on to you. They can feed off you. They're like parasites, and they can become very, very disruptive in your life. And this is part of the awakening healing process. So there's a lot of gurus out there that will tell you everything is love. You know, do your yoga, do your goji berries. It's all love. And if you see darkness, it means you're dark, and heal the darkness in you. And they have all these stories out there, and it's great. You know, I'm glad they're holding that frequency, but it's a half truth. And enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it. And you're not going to be a master if you're living a half truth, because these things do exist. They are affecting people on a grand scale, and we have to learn how to heal these unseen negative influences if we are going to claim self-mastery. I don't claim anything, you know, so, because I know I've seen these beings, and I've had these challenges, and I've had to deal with these beings on the darkest levels. So I know who they are. I know they exist. And I've learned how to clear these energies. And I wanted to talk about that on the show, because a lot of people are getting hammered by this stuff. And a lot of it, the biggest thing to do is pull your energies back. Pull your energies back to the source. The temple is within. The source is within you. pull all of your energies back and say, not mine. You know, not, this is not mine. And if you have a main teacher and guide, call on them, bring them in. You know, if you have Jesus or Mary or Buddha or Kuan Yin or any of these other master teachers that you work with, call them in, call the source itself, whatever you feel comfortable with. You know, you can call White Eagle, Buffalo Calf Woman. There's all kinds of beings, you know, that you can call on. You can call on the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Orion Council of Light, the Arcturians. They can also help in clearing these energies. These are very powerful beings, and they've ascended. They've gone beyond all this, so they can help you. So basically what you do is you find your center, it's not mine, break the cords, and there's a simple little prayer you can do. It's very simple, but it's very powerful, and I wanted to go over that. So the first thing you do is you welcome them in love and light, because love is the ultimate power in the universe. We have the ability to bring the power of love through us, down through our crown, out our heart, into every situation. We can blast these entities with so much love, the love from the creator itself, and they don't do too well with that. You know, they hate divine feminine energy. It really messes them up. And women by nature they're more in touch with their emotional body, and because of that, they're more connected to the feeling of source, you might say. So the divine feminine really tweaks them out, really messes them up. But you have to know who you are, and you have to know you can do this. It's all about, you know, doubt, getting rid of doubt. Just call it out, know it's done. So anyway, you're going to find your center. You're going to welcome these beings in love and light, and you're going to tell them they're healed and forgiven, they're lifted and enlightened, and they're filled and surrounded with the Christ light and the Christ love, or the Buddha light, or the Buddha love, Mary light, whatever you want to do. And ask the beautiful many to take them to their perfect place. You can ask, again, you can say, you know, Jesus, will you please take these beings to their perfect place? You know, Buddha, will you take these beings to their perfect place? And you do that again and again till you feel clear. Now, you might feel clear for a while, and then all of a sudden more might come in, because even though you've cleared out some, there might be more coming in because they've been coming through some kind of channel or some kind of opening. So we can go more in depth in that later, but this is a really simple tool. But anyway, it's very simple. You welcome them in love and light. You call on your own main teacher and guide, your spirit connection, to come in and assist you with this clearing. And you tell them they're healed and forgiven. They're lifted and enlightened. They're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And then ask the beautiful many, whoever you call on, to take them to their perfect place. I work with a lot of different beings, and it's kind of who's on call. And sometimes when you get a real bad nasty, you have to call on a real good, an extremely good being, like a more powerful being. Start pulling in seventh dimensional beings, or eighth and ninth and 13th dimensional beings, and that takes care of business pretty quick. So, but you have to have access to those. So just start out with the basics. To do these clearings. And again, these clearings are on our website. If you go to eseti.org, they're in the books, Reunion with Source, Becoming Gods, The Ultimate Soul Journey, Anunnaki Return, all of those, all this information is in there, the real history of Earth, our true history, and this will help you out. So, but anyway, it's imperative right now that we maintain our self-authority, that we learn to heal these unseen negative influences. We get grounded, start eating as organic, close to earth as you can, drink a lot of water, and there's a lot of herbal remedies and other things that can help you out. There's a lot of healers out there too. I know some amazing ones that can just tune right in and tell you what's wrong and what you need to do and kind of reorganize things. So basically, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about, just because it is so intense right now. People are having a real struggle getting through these times. And if you don't think something's going on, you know, just watch the news. It's insane. And most of it's a lie, unfortunately. But, you know, all of this, the apocalypse is on, the great uncovering is on. Everything is coming up to the surface. You're not going to have World War III. That's been averted. The deep state wanted to take you into World War III. And they're the ones behind the genocide, the chemtrails, the inoculations, and all of that stuff that's tied into population control. And so there's a war going on between them and these other leaders that are coming in to take care of that, and the military. Actually, the military is stepping forward and taking care of business and helping us with this. So they are the good guys, believe it or not, especially the Marines. And so that's what's happening right now. We need to get behind this and support them. You know, the people that are calling this out and actually addressing this and getting behind, you know, this massive, you know, draining the swamp or massive cleanup. So we need to really pay attention. You know, forget about what the news, mainstream news is telling you, and do your own research. You'll freak out when you really find, you know, what's going on. So anyway, you know, actually covering that, I wanted to start taking calls. You know, I wanted to cover this energy because there are so many people that are under attack right now. And sometimes it's as simple as just letting go of the denial, letting go of the attachment. Remember who you are and know this is all a dream, and just say, not mine, finding your center. And it's not that easy, because the denial and the attachment sometimes are so great that they take you down, you know, down to Crazyville. But we don't want to go there. So these clearings will help, you know, on a grand scale. I think that's about it as far as what I wanted to cover today. But anyway, you're going to see a massive, massive changes on every level, not just the political level. You're going to see a lot of religions be shown for what they are. They're not what you think they are. You're going to see a lot of politicians be exposed for what they truly are and are doing. You're going to see Hollywood take a huge dive, because a lot of these musicians and actors both are, you know, tied into these rings, these pedophile sex rings, and even some satanic human sacrifice stuff. It's beyond ugly, folks. And I hate to break the, but there's a war going on, and it's a war, if you want to call it, between good and evil. A lot of New Agers say there is no good and there's no evil. It's all illusion. No, there is. On this level, there are polarities. On the earth, there are polarities. And we need to deal with that. And we can't just brush it under the rug and ignore it. So, you know, it's time to focus on love and joy and bliss. It's time to help your neighbors out, clean up your body. You know, be really careful what you're putting into your body. And learn to clear the energies. Learn to help others clear their energies. It's so important. So we're going to have, you know, all that information is on the website. Actually, we are launching a whole new website. So that's going to be up soon. And it's going to be great. So I'm going to go to callers right now. So, Marty, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for continuing to spread all the great information and shine your light bright.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know what your personal take on the whole Nasara Jasara thing is, because there's so many sources talk about it and so many conflicting things from so many different sources, and I just want to know what your take is.
You know what I've been following is, and this is going to sound a little odd, but they call it the Q, and they're a lot more aligned with what's really unfolding. Now, the whole Nasara thing, I think it's an awesome idea. It's a great idea, but as long as you've got the people in power that have been in power, it's never going to come forward. It won't come forward until we do a massive cleanup. Just everything, contact with the higher dimensional beings in mass, none of this can happen. You know, the release of the funds, all those things can't happen until this cleanup and this roundup happens. And then something like that is going to come into play. So we are going to go back. We are going to end the Fed. The Federal Reserve is going to go out. Everything's going to go back to the Treasury. There'll be some new money coming in, rainbow currency, and there's going to be a lot of humanitarian funds released. And a lot of the funds that these other characters stole from us is going to be put back into the coffers. So things are going to be great once this cleanup is done, and that's where things are going. So, but, you know, I've heard this Nasara, and I've heard several other things going on since the 70s, it seems like. It's been going on for a long time. And, you know, I've heard Nasara is going to launch, your packets in the mail. I've heard these things for years and it hasn't happened, but something big is going to happen. I just can't, I don't know if it's going to be called Nasara, you know, or what, you know, I don't know what it is, but I know we are going back to universal law and common law, which is more aligned with universal law. So anyway, that's the information I've been getting.
Okay, because, I mean, yeah, those stories have been going around and around for years, like you said. There is so many conflicting opinions, and a couple of people, even someone fairly prominent in the woo-woo world, recently said, I've been hearing that for so long, I think it's a bunch of hooey, you know, pretty much. So
yeah. Well, there are things happening. It just may not be that. It might not be that name. But we are moving in that direction. You know, there's good information in there. It is a good idea.
Oh, it's an awesome idea. Absolutely.
Yeah. Great.
And at this point, I'm just kind of waiting to see the rest of the mighty fall here. But that was grand what you put out in the newsletter from Winston Strauss.
Oh,
that was awesome.
It's
and
coming.
I'm waiting to see the chemtrails end because they blanketed us today again. I know. Uh-huh. Absolutely
so
beautiful blue sky, and then just blanket a chemtrail.
I've told people all along, when you see the chemtrail stop is when the New World Order is down, when they're done, and the deep state is done. You know, so as long as you see the chemtrails going, we're not done yet. There's a lot more work. A lot of people say it's done, we won, and everything else, and then you get this massive chemtrail hits and all these other technologies slamming us. But until that's taken out, it's going to be... You know, just watch the skies when they turn blue and everything's clear again. That's when you know. You know, that's when you know we've won.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I'm sure you got somebody else on the line wants to talk to you too, so I won't hog you.
A few on here. I'm gonna see if we can bring them up. Hopefully we still have Rob online too. Interesting. Oh, it just came up. Okay, we've got this straightened out now. Weird. I had somebody jump into my Skype and put all these emojis, and it dumped everything. So we've got it fixed out. Okay, so we got Susan online too. Susan, are you with us?
Hey, James. It's Susan from Colorado.
How are you?
Good. It's been a long time.
How the felines?
Love to get back there.
How the felines treating you?
You know, I haven't connected with them in a while, but I will tell you, these energies have definitely knocked me for a loop. I did not sleep last night at all. And it's just, I mean, I'm seeing it even in with my clients, just a lot of anxiety and just, you know, roller coaster stuff. So, but we've been listening to you a whole lot in the last since before Trump got elected. And I have to say, initially, I was pretty blown away listening to you talking about him. But I've been really following QAnon a lot and just totally blown away that we're actually here now, that we're witnessing these times that we were talking about just a few years ago. So it's really exciting.
I know everybody thought I was crazy when I told them this stuff, and now it's all unfolding. But, you know, I saw the Berlin Wall go down and other things way ahead of time.
Well, you know, I trust you, and that's the thing. I still have my little light ship picture, and I'll never forget what you said about a half hour before that thing showed up on my camera. Which was basically that they were scanning us, and there it was on my computer the next morning. So I know enough to trust you and what you have to say, and I'm really jazzed. I'm really hoping to get up there this summer again. It's just been a long time, just wanted to thank you again for everything, and it's just an amazing time to be on the planet. So. We're just
love to see you again. Can't wait for you to come back up. Who knows? I might end up in Colorado one of these days.
Well, you're more than welcome. You let me know. I we'll be in touch. But I'm just trying to figure out when is your weather a little bit kind of warmer up there?
June on. It's from June on. It's pretty nice. August and September are great. July, August, and September are great up here.
Okay. Well, I am definitely planning to come up. So, and if you're ever down this way, you know, you're more than welcome to hang with us. So But thanks. Like I said, I know you've probably got other people there. I just wanted to check in. It's been a long time, and just kind of say, yep, I'm with you.
Thanks.
Still hanging out.
All right, so great. Well, I'll see if I can get to these other callers here. All right, thanks for calling.
Big love to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, I think we've got Chris on line three. Chris, are you with us? Hello, Chris. Okay, so who we've got? We've got Lance. I don't know whoever's next, bring them.
Hello?
Is this Lance?
Yeah. Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, for sure. I've never called in before, but this is Lance from Mammoth Lakes, Jay's friend. And, I'll tell you, you're just, tonight, you're just so spot on. I mean, your last bunch of shows have been just right on, and tonight you're just really nailing it totally. And I'm just calling in to say that's just awesome, awesome. And, you know, just wanted to let you know about that. And I'm going to send you some Cinthamani stones that I got from Rob Potter, and send one for you and James, I mean, you and Jay. And, I've been talking to Rob Potter lately. He actually called me from Bolivia today to let me know that he sent the stones to me so I can send to you. So, and Jay. So anyway, I just, dang. Yeah,
all
I mean,
right.
Just, you know, I love your show. I try to share it with everybody that I can. And just stay with it. And what you're talking about, the ups and downs, and, you know, just get this crazed. You know, I mean, I've just been really exhilarated for days, and then all of a sudden go into some doubt stuff and have to work my way out of it, you know, use the transmuting violet flame, all that stuff pretty heavily, and, you know, it's all working. So anyway, just thought I'd call in and say hi and let you know how, you know, keep up the good work.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for calling, Lance, and I've got a big list of callers I got to get to. So, again, thanks for calling in. I'm not even sure who's next because this is all kind of mixed up. I think we've got Julie on line four.
Yes. Hello, James. It's Julie from Minnesota.
How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, I have been following you since 92. I met you in Sedona. But I love your work. And I wanted to ask, are these energies really affecting these kids? I have some friends who have children that are 16, 18 years old, and these kids are they have so much anxiety that they're very troubled teenagers. What's happening with the teenagers?
Well, it's the same thing. It's like the best thing for them is to get them on a good, healthy diet, get rid of the sugar, you know, and all the other additives, and get them out in nature, get them away from their computers and things like that, and, you know, create an environment for them that they can expand in. You know, they're not doing too well because everybody's trying to, you know, put them in these little boxes, and the stuff they're teaching them, most of it's recycled ignorance. You know, it's not even true, but, you know, they just have to find a place, an outlet for that energy and a place to express and something that's not going to inhibit them. And by all means, don't be putting them on the drugs that they're trying to put them on, because that opens them up to other energies and forces. It's pretty crazy what they're doing.
I feel bad for these mothers of these children, and they don't know what's going on, and I try to talk to them, but, you know, they don't have the belief system or the faith that I do, so they kind of ignore me. But anyway, I wanted to ask you too, James, about all the chemtrail fallout, these nanobot poisonings. How do we how do we heal that?
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of like foot baths, and I take a lot of Epsom salt baths, and I take certain things that I try to get rid of the heavy metals out of my system. There's all kinds of supplements that'll take the heavy metals out of my system. You know, I can't really prescribe anything. I'm not a doctor or anything else. But, I mean, I just really try to clean up my act. And some days when it's really bad, I try not to go out as much in it, you know. But, you know, that's about all you can do. But other than a mass revolution, which is probably what's going to be necessary, you know, the guy that invented this whole chemtrail situation was Teller. And then this other guy named Keith something, I can't remember his last name, and the other guys jumped on the bandwagon. And this guy's idea was to save the planet, was to let off a whole bunch of nuclear bombs and send all that debris up into the atmosphere, and then that would stop global warming. This is the mindset behind these things that are and we're paying, it's our taxpayers' money that's paying these guys to go up against a fictitious enemy that doesn't exist. The planet's cooling down. The oceans are cooler the past 2 years. There is climate change. There is crazy weather, but that's all due to other forces. It's not what they're saying. So anyway, I don't know. I think people just need to get educated, and they need to start revolting. And I can't see any other reason for the chemtrails other than depopulation. I hate to say it, but we have to be realistic. All of these heavy metals are accumulative. They wreak havoc on your body, and it's almost like a slow kill. And they need to, you know, people need to wise up and rise up and put an end to it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, James. Thanks for taking my call. I love your shows. I listen every Saturday night. All right. Great. Bye-bye.
All right. She's my other listener. No, I was just kidding. Anyway, actually, we're out of time anyway. We've only got a couple minutes left, which is perfect timing. But, you know, anyway, it is getting crazy out there. You look at what's being done to the planet. You know, these chemtrails, the aluminum blocks the uptake of nutrients to the trees and the plants. Your gardens are getting trashed by this stuff. Now they're trying to put glyphosate, which is Roundup, in the chemtrails. Now, why would you put things like that in the chemtrails if you didn't want to do a mass assault on nature itself? And so let's look at who's funding these chemtrails, you know, the Gates and all these other people. Let's look at who's behind these things, their ideas on what they would like to see happen on the planet, how many of us they'd like to see go away, and start holding them accountable. Because that's the bottom line. Until we go after the people that are profiting off of this and the people that are behind this and expose them for who they are rise up and take our country back, this is going to continue. But it is happening, and I think these people will be held accountable. Energetically, they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. They're imploding. Their worlds are imploding. They're being exposed, and it's all part of the process. And so that's the top of the food chain. You know, when we get behind the people behind the chemtrails, that's the top of the food chain that's going to be going down. That's why I say when the chemtrails stop, that's when you know we've taken back our planet. So anyway, we're out of time, unfortunately. I can't thank everybody enough for listening. Be sure and do the clearing. Don't take all this stuff personal. Learn to depersonalize a lot of the emotional outbursts and a lot of the other nonsense going on. You know, hold your center and be sure and do the clearings. You know, clear your space. And it's very easy to do. All you do is you welcome them in love and light. First, you bring in your main teacher and guide or one of the masters and the source itself. Then you welcome them in love and light. You tell them they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. They're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love or the Mary light or the Buddha light, whatever you want to use. And then ask the beautiful many to take them to their perfect place and just do it until it's clear, until it stops. You'll be amazed at how powerful this is. And if enough people do this clearing work, the whole planet's going to turn around. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening. You know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and all will be well. Good night.